It's going to be a very interesting winter ahead, and I want to encourage you to stay the course. The fact that you're listening to this podcast means that you're on the right path of staying informed, getting as self-reliant as you can, having extra supplies stored up, focusing on decentralizing your life as much as you can, so that as systems fail out there, they don't harm you or they don't disconnect you from the things that you need. And I think the theme of the next several years, under Trump, even in the United States, is going to be systemic failures of institutions. We're going to see a currency failure at some point, probably not that far out, although I can't say when exactly. We're going to see a currency failure. We're going to see banks failing next year, for sure. A lot of commercial lenders will fail, and then consumer lenders will fail sometime, you know, before long after that as well. So in order to insulate yourself from that, obviously, you know, you want to have your own money supply, which is gold and silver or other forms of value for barter, things like that. But you already know all that. What I'm saying is there are going to be other failures, like failures of hospitals, failures of the medical system here and there, not all of it, but parts of it. You're going to have failures in the power grid. This is especially true in the eastern states, the 13 states that are on the eastern power grid. You're going to have blackouts, you know, you're going to have rolling blackouts on very cold days and next summer on very hot days. The power grid will not be as reliable as it has been. But also across the board, you're going to see failures in schools, education. Why? Well, because the current model of education is essentially obsolete because of the rise of AI, where you can learn anything at any time by just having an AI engine give you, you know, a curriculum, give you coursework, quiz you on any subject you want because it already knows all the subjects. So schools, as we know them, are going to change dramatically. Medicine's going to change. Government's going to change. Corporations are going to change. Retail is going to change dramatically. Local businesses will still exist, of course, because people still want to, you know, go out to eat or maybe browse a local bookstore, which is always enjoyable for me. I love browsing bookstores. So there'll be local businesses and, you know, auto mechanics and lawn care and laundromats and all kinds of things like that. But there will be many businesses that exist today that will become rather obsolete. Like some of those will be law offices, for example. Who needs a law office when you can have an AI engine actually read all the documents and write up a letter? And it's better than anything that a human lawyer could do because the AI engine knows the entire history of law. And there are other examples like that. And then eventually when robotics kicks in, you're going to have a lot of replacement on farms and agriculture and in retail. And those local businesses that embrace AI robotics will probably do well and remain competitive. But some of the businesses that don't have the capital or fail to embrace robotics, they're going to become obsolete pretty quickly. So this is something to keep in mind. In other words, you're going to see systems fail. Some will crater. Some will be reborn. You know, there's going to be a combination of, collapse and reform. So a key factor in all of this is going to be resiliency, you know, sustainability, again, decentralization, getting off grid as much as you can so that you're not dependent on these systems. So I really want to encourage you, number one, use our online book generation engine at brighteonbooks.com, which is probably going to forward to a different domain name, just letting you know in advance. But I'm going to be publishing books there or republishing books that I've written in the past, such as Resilient Prepping. I'm going to republish that under the new system and make that available free of charge so you can download it. And you can learn from that. You can become more resilient even if you're disconnected from centralized systems. So use our book engine, build the books you want, download the books you want, build up a digital library. And remember, that site is launching soon. It's just a few days away at this point. It's already generating books. I'm just filling in sort of the fine-tuning details at this point, like how to package the PDF with, with footers at the appropriate place on the page, things like that. You'll be able to use it. You're going to love it. But do everything you can in the near future to decentralize. Have your own off-grid money, off-grid medicine, off-grid food, off-grid security, off-grid knowledge systems, which includes our AI engine that's decentralized from the, you know, from the main system. Decentralize your life in every way you can, and that will make you resilient. And it will probably make you happier too, just to not be dependent on central control systems. Because while a lot of the country is going to end up on a UBI, universal basic income, and that's going to be controlled by the government that will determine how they can spend that money, well, you, with your own gold or silver or Bitcoin or whatever you have, or privacy coins, you won't be subject to the UBI. You'll be able to survive based on what you've already set aside outside the system. And that's key. That's going to be survival right there. So stay informed. Use all the tools. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can find all of our AI tools at brighteon.ai. Just go there, and it links you to all our tools, brighteon.ai. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Protein is an essential nutrient that you need for optimal health. Boost your intake of high-quality protein with our selection of lab-verified protein powders for optimal health. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.